At Link Humans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EBP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, son, Svejson, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans, where we do employer branding driven by data. This week, we're going to talk to an American specialty retail chain and really learn how they are using their employees to bring the employer brand and the culture to life. I can hardly contain myself ahead of this interview, so let's start the show. Hey, Rachel, how is it going?
Hello, hello from Texas. Doing great. How are you?
Really well, thank you. All the better for hearing your voice. So please let us know, who are you, what do you do, and what brings you on the podcast today?
Yes, so I am Rachel Kennedy. I am talking to you from Dallas, Texas. I work for The Container Store. If you're not familiar with the brand, we are a Dallas, Texas-based retailer with 93 stores around the U.S. specializing in storage and organization. A lot of people got on the Marie Kondo bandwagon, and we are riding high from that. Our company's been on a lot of lists for our employee first culture, and we've got about 4,000 employees between our stores, distribution center, and home office. I am our recruitment manager, so most of my job is still boots on the ground, finding amazing people to come and work for us, particularly in our home office. And the side, love, love, love employer branding, so have kind of wrapped my arms around that to do more EB stuff as well. So I am delighted to be here, Jorgen.
Great. Okay, so you're sort of double hatting, exploring employer brand. So we'll get some really nice, good tips there on how you can be scrappy and have some great success on it. So yeah, so let's start with the talent challenge. So The Container Store, who is not joining, that should be joining.
Yeah, great question. So I kind of think of our employees in three different buckets. We have our home office employees. We have about 400 based in Dallas. A lot of what we're hiring for right now is tech talent. Container Store is not always known as a technology company, but we are really growing that area of the business. And so trying to explain why this is a great time to get in retail, why it's a great time to work in technology in retail is certainly a challenge, but certainly a fun one. We've also got our distribution center here. So these are employees who are packing, pulling orders, working with automation, shipping out products to our stores and our customers. And then we have our store employees, which make up the bulk of who we are. They do a fabulous job with customer service every single day across the country. And those are employees who are looking for full-time, for part-time. Sometimes they're students, stay-at-home moms who love our discount and really love the team camaraderie of working in our stores. And so I really kind of bucket our people into those categories. So they all need different messages, but ultimately all kind of work under our greater purpose, which is helping our customers accomplish projects, maximize their space, and make the most of their home.
Great. Okay. So I'm going to take a wild guess right now. The technologists are the hardest ones to attract to the company.
It's certainly the part that I spend most of my time working towards. I really go on to all of our technology meetings, work very closely with our tech team, and try to bring out the nuances of what they're working on and share those stories on social and with candidates directly. But yeah, I think, you know, with the unemployment rate as it is, especially getting closer to the holidays, ghosting is high in general, and just knowing we're not always known as a technology company, those are definitely very real challenges we're feeling.
Yeah, I mean, we've had banks on this podcast, for instance, who have the same pain because they employ might be thousands of developers, but they're still not seen as a tech company. So it's not obvious choice. So I know you don't have like a formal EVP in place, but tell me about the employer brand strategy up to now and what you're working on.
Every day is different. You know, I think we really want to build on our company purpose of that accomplishing projects, maximizing space, making most of their home for our customers. And so we really take that in the same way our employees, we just see them exuding ownership, pride, and care for our customers and each other. So that's kind of the foundation of our employer brand. And an interesting thing, you know, we've been around for 40 years. We've always had a really strong consumer brand. Mm. Our marketing messaging has always been really crisp and clear and tight, which conversely has made employees hesitate when creating their own messaging on social. So I think we realized there was a ton of value in encouraging our employees to speak in their own voice, especially when it comes to talking about our culture and their jobs. So over the past few years, we've worked really hard to empower our employees to tell their story that aligns with our brand. And we've done that in a few different ways. A month after being hired, we ask employees to rate us on Glassdoor. We created a training called LinkedIn 101. We've moved on to LinkedIn 201, Social Media 101. We've really kind of created training on how to tell your career story, how to post a photo, how to get engagement that drives both the cultural messaging and the job openings to their network. So those have been really popular. And to me, the rewarding thing is that I log into LinkedIn every day and I'm bombarded with really sweet, genuine posts from our employees about, you know, one of their store directors visited and the whole team wore pajamas on National Pajama Day, or our employees take photos of our customers' puppies. We're a dog-friendly store. So super cute puppy photos always do well. So I think just enabling and empowering our people to share their stories has been a really powerful part of creating our employer brand strategy.
Great. And do you have a hashtag that you encourage people to use?
We do. We went through a few iterations, and uncontainable careers is our hashtag. So playing with the name Container Store, uncontainable careers is our hashtag.
And where do you see most activity? So you do LinkedIn trainings, but I'm guessing perhaps employees like Instagram and Facebook in those places as well?
Yeah. So we are, I'd say, a very visual brand. We kind of have different channels. So I fall under our, for lack of a better term, HR function. I work with our marketing team and our social team. But those channels on Instagram are really run by our marketing team that are customer facing. I own our LinkedIn and our Twitter accounts. And so we see the most engagement on LinkedIn. Surprisingly, I kind of expected it to be just our home office, but I've pulled stats recently and I looked and noticed that, you know, we're driving engagement and job applications to our stores and our distribution center in addition to our corporate positions, including those tech roles. So I was surprised in a good way that LinkedIn can drive traffic and engagement for all of our positions.
Nice. Okay. And in terms of activation from your end, in terms of content and so on, do you create assets or write any blogs or do any podcasts? Or what does it look like?
Podcasting is my dream for 2020. So more to come on that. We really write a lot of our own training and then partner with a new role we've rolled out this year. It's called our Recruiting and Training Market Manager. So, you know, each store really hires for themselves just to build that internal credibility and culture. And so we really leverage our recruiting and training market managers to roll out a lot of the training in our stores. And then we'll also partner with our distribution center, our call center, and our home office to roll out training. In terms of assets, you know, our store employees are doing an amazing job taking their own photos. I saw some really sweet ones this morning of Christmas parties and holiday bowling get-togethers that they're posting on their own. So we'll try to share those out on behalf of them and just to get a little more traction. And then we'll partner. I was just talking to one of our creative directors about creating some assets in terms of photos of our employees with quotes about why they chose Container Store as their employer of choice, why they continue working here 18 years later. So we're trying to share those stories and partner with marketing to get some official assets as well.
Nice. Okay. And tell me about this culture blog of yours. It's named What We Stand For.
Yes, whatwestandfor.com. It is our culture blog. And that's really a place where we decided we needed a repository just to tell our stories. And so that's been around for quite a while. And as recruiters, we share that link with every single candidate who walks in our doors. So nice. I just had a guy this morning walk in and he said, hey, I was just reading about What We Stand For, you know, why your conference names are named after your core foundation principles. And so we hope and expect that candidates walking in our doors already know who we are, what we're all about, and we're enabling them to do that through that culture blog.
I was thinking back now to your stores then. Which store do you want to give a big shout out on this episode? Which one is doing the cool
updates? They are all amazing. And what's really fun is I've visited different stores around the country. Is they're all a little different in terms of the store format, but the consistency of hiring great people is so true in absolutely every single one of them. I was just at our South Lake store, which is probably one of the closest to our corporate office, and they just do an amazing job of hiring great people, and they have fabulous customer service. So they all deserve a great hello.
Very diplomatic of you. Great. Okay. Right. And how do you go about measure the impact? So you are sort of managing the recruiting, but you're doing more and more employer branding. And I guess one of the ways to increase the budgets and the focus of employer brand will be to show the success of it. Do you have a magic formula? Have you been able to show any metrics, or how do you measure it?
It's a great question. I would say, you know, we have a new applicant tracking system as of about 2 years ago. So now we're finally able to track source of hire. Definitely has its flaws, but I think that's shared some important information about where our top candidates are coming from. So I look at that to really analyze the source of hire about every quarter. I also track our Glassdoor rating, and then I monitor our LinkedIn top performing posts and also our visitors. So that's primarily where I'm looking for analytics right now.
And which channel is performing the best?
Right now, we've gotten a lot of traction just putting effort into Glassdoor. And again, we're pretty conservative with our budget. But I have said, you know, we really get a lot of traction from Glassdoor, again, for all of our types of roles, distribution center, home office, our stores. I think it's sometimes hard to track because a lot of people use Glassdoor as a research tool, not necessarily as a job board. But I think that it has an impact either way, even without being able to track every single piece of it. We've gotten a lot of traction, and just by putting a little bit of effort, by adding a few photos, by asking our new employees to rate us on Glassdoor specifically, we've seen our ratings go up significantly in every category over the last year. So I'd say for ROI, putting a little effort towards Glassdoor has been really, really good for us across the board.
Nice. Okay. What would be your top tips, and as well, any pitfalls to avoid to our listeners?
I really think staying connected to the business is important. You know, walking around the store, I love buying stuff in our local stores and talking to employees about why they work here. Just staying connected in that way has been really fruitful. Stay low to the ground. You know, I backpacked the year after I graduated college, and a travel philosophy by Rick Steves that resonated with me says you don't have to spend a ton of money to get a great experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes for what we do too. You know, we recycle a lot of content using photos for multiple purposes. We look for low-hanging fruit that can make a big impact. This year, we realized we have about 18,000 followers in our talent community. So these are people who have raised their hands, said, I'm interested to learn more about Container Store, and we had never spoken to them. So we got our team together, wrote our first talent newsletter, and sent it out, and have had a I mean, 41% open rate. So I think that has been a really effective free tool, you know, to people who are interested, warm candidates who want to learn more. We just needed to talk to them. And so that was a really great way to, for free, reach out to people who are interested. And then I'd say understanding your audience, you know, again, we have multiple targets. So a candidate for our distribution center is not the same candidate who is going to be working in a full-time customer-facing role in our stores. So they don't necessarily look for jobs in the same places, the same message doesn't necessarily resonate. So just thinking about, you know, what does resonate with the audience. One thing we implemented this year is Text Recruit. So it integrates with our ATS. And we have realized all candidates benefit from faster information. And so we just really wanted to understand, much like the retail business in general, I think customers and candidates both want an experience that's positive but also fast. And so understanding who our audience is and how to get to them faster has been really important. So stay connected, stay low to the ground, and understand your audience.
And what is the one pitfall our listeners must avoid?
I'd say working in silos. There's so much information, so much work, and great advice from people around you. I love when I connect with our social team, our marketing team, about what our customers are looking for in a custom closet. What are their expectations? How often do they want to be connected with? That we can use a lot of those learnings that are already there for free in what we're doing in talent acquisition too. So I'd say avoid working in silos and work together when you can.
Collaborate for sure. Yes, love it. Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you worked in this space now, Rachel?
After my backpacking excursion, I worked for an architecture and construction company in talent acquisition and HR for a pretty strong brand that was really well loved locally, and then made the move to the Container Store 5 years ago. And that's really kind of when I learned about employer branding and really the candidate journey and how to translate that. So I'm a recruiter by heart who is learning the marketing piece for about the last 5 years.
Wow. Okay. And what is it that makes this job so special to you?
I was in a Trader Joe's yesterday. So I'm just doing some grocery shopping for a dinner party. And I was talking to the guy behind the counter, and he was selling me this gingerbread making kit. And he said, you know, somebody comes in and does this with their family every single year, and it's a tradition. It just makes me realize I work for so much more than just a grocery store. I work for a company that's making family holiday memories every year. Mm. And it just took me aback. You know, I'm just checking out the grocery store, but he said, I feel like I work for something bigger. And I think that's really where the value of the employer brand comes in, that we are storytellers and we're telling the story of why we work for something bigger than ourselves. So nice. That's why I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, right. So final question. Where can our listeners learn more about the Container Store's employer brand? And add on to that as well, how can they connect with yourself?
Yes, I live on LinkedIn. So come find me, Rachel Kennedy, on LinkedIn at the Container Store. We've also got a company page, the Container Store, on LinkedIn, hashtag Uncontainable Careers. Check out our website, containerstore.com. Got some really amazing and super fun products. We would love to sell you. But yeah, check us out online. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time today, Rachel.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Jorgen. Thanks for having me.
Okay, there we have it. Please reach out to Rachel and say thank you so much for sharing your insights. And of course, if you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, you can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com. And if you are interested in measuring the impact of your employer brand, all that hard work you're putting in, then check out the Employer Brand Index. That's employerbrandindex.co. which is our data-driven, evidence-based way of measuring an organization's reputation as an employer. And that is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and catch you next time. Hey!
So two muffins are in an oven, and one muffin turns to the other and goes, oh, it's so hot in here. And the other muffin goes, oh my God, a talking muffin.